Hey everyone, this is episode 7 of Promises Podcast. I cannot believe that we've made it here. 7 episodes in, we've got over 100 listens. We broke that mark earlier this week. It means everything to me that people are listening, because to me, that means that my messages are resonating with people. And that is the most important thing to me. My whole life, I was very afraid of sharing my thoughts and my heart and my stances on things and just how I felt. So starting this podcast was really scary. But I'm so thankful and glad that I took the leap, because I really can tell that the things I'm sharing are resonating with people. And that's the, like I said, that's the most important thing to me. So I am every day outside of my comfort zone. When I do these episodes, it's not easy for me, but I'm going to continue doing it because I know that it's helping people and it's helping me. So thank you so much. Let's strap in, let's get ready to go. And today we're going to be talking about your circle, your community, and protecting your heart and guarding that circle, your tribe. It's super important who you allow to be very close to you in your life. So let's talk about that. All right. So what is an inner circle? What is your community? And who should you allow in? So an inner circle is just kind of a frame of speech, but it's the people that you share your life goals with, the people you share your fears with, the people that are in your life and you can trust them. They're the people that they don't bring you down. When they come around, you don't feel a negative energy. When they come around, you don't feel heavier. They are the people that you can depend on. They're your hashtag ride or die, but they're healthy. A lot of people tend to think that like your besties from high school or your family or your cousins or those types of people are your inner circle, but you can pick and choose who is allowed to be your inner circle. And I am guilty of not choosing wisely. People, just because someone is related to you, just because the same DNA variants of DNA run through both of your veins, does not mean that you have to be close to those people. It does not mean that you can trust them. It does not mean that they are healthy. You don't have to be close to people and to allow people into your life just because they're family. That is a huge message that I push, because I see over and over and over again people clinging to these familial relationships that are so unhealthy and toxic, and it's holding them back from their true self and their true meaning and mission in life. Now, me, thankfully, I do have pretty darn healthy relationships with my family. We have been working through those. Everybody struggles. Every single person is different. So you're always going to have to work at relationships with people, even if they're healthy for you, even if they're not a toxic person. There are always going to be times that you got to work through the hard stuff or that you disagree. But with your inner circle, these are going to be the people that you, I know I use the word resonate all the time, but they're going to be the people that you, the moment you meet them, and when you're around them, you just know, your intuition kicks in and you just know that this is a good human being. They are trustworthy. They are loyal, but not to a fault, because that's an unhealthy thing. They are honest, genuine. They tell you the truth even when it hurts, and they do not drag you down. Like, they are the type of people who, if you're doing something wrong, they're going to tell you. They're going to tell you kindly. And they're going to say, look, this is not okay. And I'm going to stick around and be your friend. But if it happens again, I'm out. Like, that is the kind of person you need in your life. Because they recognize toxicity and they're not going to stick around with it. And you know what? You know what you need to do? And you know what I am doing? And I'm going to continue doing it my whole life. We all need to recognize toxicity in ourselves. Do you want to be the toxic person in a friendship or relationship? I sure as heck don't. And you know what? I have been. And I don't want to be that again. So you need to look out for people who can be toxic towards you and just cause negativity. And it could even be your own freaking mother. Like, you've got to guard yourself. And I know, like, I can't delve into the psychological side of it. You know, we've talked about that in past episodes. I'm definitely 100% not a professional. But I do have some years on me. I do a lot of introspection. I do a lot of reading. I do a lot of work on myself and my spirit. And it's just extremely important that you do not stay connected to people simply because you've got years that you've been friends or that they're your family. I think that's where that's where people struggle the most, to break off relationship when things are not healthy. But you've got to be strong. You have to kind of remove yourself from situations so that you can actually look at what's going on and pinpoint and recognize that someone is a toxic person, or that someone is abusive, or that someone is unhealthy. If you start to recognize those things, find someone that you trust 100%, even if it's a counselor that you have to pay. Find someone that you can speak to and tell them these patterns you see, tell them just experiences you have with these people, and they'll be able to help you pinpoint whether or not that those people are toxic. Now, the next step of actually, it's heavy, it's hard. The step of actually cutting those people out of your life, it hurts, because you most likely are going to seem like the bad guy, but you've got to buck up and be okay with that, because it's more important that you are healthy and that you are living the life you were born to live than to please someone else. And then next, let's talk about your community. So this is a bit wider. These are going to be people that you don't see all of the time, kind of like your network. It does include your inner circle, but this is going to be people that, like, this is just an example that I can give because I've experienced it. But like for me, it's musicians, like the people that you can go play music with, people who record, people who write. And it doesn't even have to be people in the exact same vein or industry that you're wanting to go into, or business that you're wanting to go into, but they're your network. They're people that you don't see all the time. It can range from people that you see monthly all the way to people that you see maybe once a year. But these are the people that you are connected to, that you can go to with business ideas. Like for me, for music, if I need help with music or recording or just some advice on things with creating music, they're your go-tos that you trust. Same thing goes for these people. You have got to know that they know their craft, know that they know their business, and be able to trust them, because you do not want to get advice from someone who does not know what they're doing. There are so many people out there who I would not call them fake, but I would call them, I don't really know the correct way to say this, but unself-aware. They lack self-awareness 100%. They'll say that they are like an entrepreneur, or that they own a business, or that they are a producer, or that they're a musician. But then when you delve a bit deeper, they don't really know their craft, or they don't really have a business. They have a facade, and they can say that they are the CEO of a business, but it's not actually legit. And I know that you all know what I'm talking about. So you need to get to know people before you actually allow them into your community. It's pretty easy these days because of social media, but you can just hop online and for me, you know, I check out people's YouTube videos, or I check out their SoundCloud. I check out all of their social media and then to figure out if like this is someone that I want to continue talking to possibly allow them into my community. Humans and relationships are really difficult to navigate, so this is not easy stuff that I'm talking about, but it's just so important. So I wanted to get it out as soon as possible, to speak about it, and I struggle really, really bad with once I know that someone, like, I just don't want them in my life, in my circle, or anything, I struggle to disconnect because I don't want to hurt people's feelings. That's my personality, though. People, we're all different. So some people, it's a lot easier for them to just kind of disconnect and ghost people. For me, it's really hard because I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but that does not matter. Like, those people will just have to deal with those hurt feelings because it's not healthy. And I'm going to say that to me, there are two people that are like the most important to look out for. And I'm going to say, it might sound kind of harsh, but it's the big talkers and it's the leeches. So the big talkers are the people who they make themselves sound like they've just got it all together. Like they are on the way up, or they think they're already like there. They've already won. These are the people that they say that they're like a founder and CEO of a company when they're like 14. Or that's kind of exaggerating, but I'm just saying, like, they're big talkers, and you can tell. They just talk. They just talk out of their ass, for lack of a better phrase. Those are big people to look out for because they make themselves seem cool. So you might want to, like, connect with them because it seems like they're going somewhere. It seems like they know everybody. But no, man, they're the ones that are... they're the ones kind of hitching a ride with the people who actually are the big wigs, and you don't connect with those people. Then the leeches, on the other hand, Lord in heaven. I say that because these are the people that for some reason are just attracted to me. But it's the people who are extremely needy. Like, it's crippling how needy they are. To them, they are crippling themselves in life. But they always need attention. They always have a problem that needs solving, and they need you to help them solve it. They need help with their business or with something in their life. They never have enough money. Like, I empathize and I feel bad for people like that, but they are in their own way. Look out for those people. You do not owe anyone anything. No one owes anybody anything. You are here to be your best person that you could ever be. I'm not talking about walking all over people. I'm talking about protecting yourself from someone who's going to suck the life source out of you. Look out for the leeches. Look out for the big talkers, because those are the ones that are the worst and the easiest to get kind of like sucked in by. But if you have found yourself in a position like that with people like that, or you find yourself, not knowing how to navigate toxic family members, please, like, you can talk to me any way that you can find me, social media, whatever, DM me, private message me on my YouTube channel. Like, I want to be able to talk to people and be there for people who may have questions. Again, don't be a leech. I'm just playing. But we can talk. Like, I want to be able to help give advice to people on this kind of stuff. Like I said, I'm not a professional. I'm never going to have the end-all, be-all answer. But I have some good ideas. I know that I do. And I've had experience with these types of things. So you can always at least ask a question. It never hurts to ask. And then if I don't know the answer, I'll be like, look, it sounds like you need professional help. But that is all I've got for today, y'all. That's it. I've really enjoyed talking about this. It's something that is like on my mind and on my heart a lot. So I'm glad that I got to make this episode. Like I said, if you want to talk or have any questions or anything, find me somewhere on my social media and just give me a message or something and I'll talk. We can talk about it. I'll be back on Monday. I'm so excited. I'm actually going back to College Station this weekend. It's been almost 2 months since I've been there. That's a long time for me. But I'm going to see my fam. I'm going to go to Renaissance Festival, Texas RenFest, which is like the biggest one in the nation for all of you people who didn't know. I'm a major nerd and I'm actually meeting Bria, who, I mean, she's one of my best friends. Like, I've known her since I was a kid, but I'm meeting up with her and another friend of ours. Bria is in Team Legacy with a lot of us, and we're going to make we'll probably do a vlog and then we're going to do a podcast episode, but I'm really excited to hang out with her and we'll update you on that. And that's all I got for y'all. Y'all have an amazing weekend and I hope that this helped and was a little bit encouraging for you. See ya.